Moyawa Tamanui Francentine, and this is your Wātea English News. Former United Nations Development Programme head Helen Clark says the fighting in Gaza needs to stop and the sides must start talking. Speaking on Radio Wātea's Straight Talk programme, the former Prime Minister said calls to eliminate Gaza's governing body Hamas has echoed of the United States' failed approach to the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War. She says most Gaza residents are aged under 25 and the death toll among non-combatants will keep rising if Israel and Hamas continue on their current paths.
Regardless of what term you use, it's in a sustained truce, which is what the UN General Assembly resolution said, which we voted for. Is it quota ceasefire? Is it a sustained humanitarian pause? You know, whatever it is, stop fighting. Stop killing each other.
Helen Clark says diplomacy and compromise is important for an internationally accepted goal of the establishment of a Palestinian state, which will live side by side in peace with Israel. Also, Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere says Māori o Ngā Tautahi were particularly badly served by election officials. The party is calling for a full inquiry into the conduct of the October 14 elections. Mr. Tamihere says it heard from multiple special voters who say they wanted to vote on the Māori roll, but were given only general roll candidates to vote for. Many Māori also had to navigate the polling booth without an easy vote card, either because they were sent out late by the Electoral Commission or because they had changed address since the last election.
We want a fair and equal election, and we want to be treated like non-Māori electors when they rock up to vote. That clearly does not occur. Christchurch is one of the worst places, but we've got evidence in regard to a number of polling booths in certain areas.
Te Pāti Māori President John Tamihere says he will be looking closely when the final count is released on Friday to see how many Māori votes were disallowed. And lastly, the mayor of the Far North District says residents are being hard hit psychologically by the region's wettest year on record. On Sunday, falling trees brought down the ex-tropical cyclone Lola, cut power to 2,000 Taitokero homes in small communities. Moko Te Pānia says while the usual focus around extreme weather events is about infrastructure and economic damage, more needs to be done about the mental strain on communities.
Whenever something like this happens, we look at everything physical and how it affects our communities and our district physically or economically and things like that. And I don't think enough importance is put on actually the psychological effects of things like this on our people and ensuring that we really wrap around whānau and boost them up. And
Moko Te Pānia says the council was playing catch-up with the 300 slips, including the slip in August that has closed the Mangamuka Gorge. And that's your Wātea English News.